I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, January 22nd. The results of an independent audit of the City of Quincy's financial practices will be made public soon. Chief of Staff Chris Walker told the City Council last night that the audit is almost complete. It was started after former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby was fired when it was discovered he was stealing money from the Kennedy Center. Clasby has since been indicted on federal embezzlement and fraud charges for stealing over $120,000. City councilors approved a resolution last night by Council President Ian Kane, also calling for an independent review or audit of the city's financial processes. Quincy City Council last night approving $475,000 for new turnout gear for the 35 new firefighters coming to the department this year and for the purchase of two spare fire engines. Chief Joe Jackson says he'll be purchasing two used fire engines from the Cambridge Fire Department and then taking the motor from one vehicle and placing it into the body of another vehicle. Jackson says the Quincy Fire Department will be retiring three spare engines that are in tough condition this year. The council approved the spending unanimously. Also last night, City Council approving a resolution calling for a meeting between the Quincy Police and Fire Department's emergency management and the State Department of Conservation and Recreation to discuss wildfire preparedness. Chief Jackson says the city should be purchasing firefighter equipment soon because supplies will be limited this year due to the California wildfires. A trial is scheduled to begin today for New England Patriots safety Jabril Peppers, who is accused of assaulting his girlfriend. Peppers was arrested in October and charged with assault, strangulation, and possession of drugs after an altercation with his girlfriend at his Braintree apartment. The woman told officers that Peppers put his hand on her neck and smashed her head against the wall before he allegedly pushed her down the stairs after an argument. The woman refused to go to the hospital and was treated at the apartment for her injuries. Peppers was taken to the Braintree police station when officer found a clear plastic bag containing a white powder substance inside Peppers' wallet. When questioned about the substance, Peppers said, quote, "It is cocaine." At the time of his arraignment, Peppers' attorney said videotaped evidence sheds real doubt on the accusations. Peppers, who signed with the Patriots in 2022, was a captain of the team, was originally drafted by Cleveland in 2017 and spent two seasons with the Browns before playing for the New York Giants for three seasons from 2019 to 2021. Jabril Peppers' trial is set to begin at 9 o'clock this morning in Quincy District Court. There is a new push to establish a minimum salary for public school teachers and other educators in Massachusetts that would allow them to earn a living wage. An act relative to educator pay, backed by the Massachusetts Teachers Association, would guarantee a salary of $70,000 a year for teachers and $55,000 a year for education support professionals. The bill calls for another pay hike in 2030, at which time teachers would be paid $80,000 annually, and support staff would get a raise to $65,000. The term education support professionals includes classroom aides, custodians, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers. The state would reimburse school districts for the added cost of the higher salaries. According to the National Education Association, the average teacher starting salary in Massachusetts was just over $51,000 in 2024. The average salary of all teachers in the state is more than $92,000. In an unsuccessful effort to establish higher minimum salaries last year, the state teachers union said most education support professionals make less than $30,000 a year, even though 80% have a college degree. Push for more money comes at a time when hiring and retaining teachers is difficult. There were nearly 6,000 open positions listed in Massachusetts schools when classes began last fall. Boston Globe reports that another legislative priority of the Mass Teachers Association is to legalize teacher strikes in Massachusetts. Teacher strikes are currently illegal under state law, and recent strikes have resulted in big fees for the union. Forecasting a transformative impact on the economic landscape of our state, Governor Mara Healey detailed plans yesterday to pump at least $2.5 billion into campus facilities at the University of Massachusetts, state universities, and community colleges by the middle of the 2030s. Governor outlined her new proposal after touring the Cyber Range at Bridgewater State University, a hands-on lab where she lamented that too many public higher education campuses don't have the proper facilities to train students for cutting-edge jobs that can keep the state economically competitive. Healey's office is calling the planned outlay the largest proposed infrastructure investment in Massachusetts' public higher education system in decades. She said her so-called Bright Act will modernize campuses to include labs, classrooms, and training facilities that support fields such as web development, robotics and automation, advanced manufacturing, and more. It will also focus on student health and wellness facilities and will include an emphasis on decarbonizing campuses. The governor called it a jobs bill, and her office said construction activity spurred by the spending contemplated under the bill would create about 15,000 associated jobs. The public higher education universe in Massachusetts includes 29 campuses, 15 community colleges, 9 state universities, and 5 UMass campuses. Longtime federal prosecutor Leah B. Foley is the new U.S. attorney in Massachusetts. Foley, who previously served as assistant U.S. attorney, was sworn into her new role yesterday afternoon, a day after her appointment as U.S. attorney by acting Attorney General James McHenry. She replaces former U.S. attorney Josh Levy, who stepped down from his role last Friday. Foley has more than 2 decades of experience as a federal prosecutor within the Department of Justice. She's been a federal prosecutor for 23 years. First serving as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, most recently the District of Massachusetts, after joining the office in 2006 as an assistant U.S. attorney in the Criminal Division. Prior to being appointed as U.S. attorney, Foley served as deputy chief of the Narcotics and Money Laundering Unit, where she supervised international and domestic narcotics investigations and international money laundering, immigration, human trafficking, and firearms cases. She's also served as the lead attorney for Boston's Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Force since 2013. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 537 points. The NASDAQ is up 126. And the S&P added 52. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $75 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are in L.A. tonight at 10:30. The Bruins are in New Jersey at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high 18. Tonight, clear and a low 4 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 29, sunny and 30 on Friday, mainly sunny, 30 degrees on Saturday. Out on the water, waves about a foot, northwest wind 5 to 10 knots, high tide 5:39 p.m. Sunrise 7:05, sets at 4:45. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy all this week due to the holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 22nd.